When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Steph, I got you, man. Yeah. Hopefully we recover. Lock him up, Brewing. Hey, Laughing Monk Brewing. If you're driving around, we're at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the third annual Doobie Awards right here in Sunnyvale, right by Levi Stadium. So if you're driving around the area, you're in the South Bay, driving up from San Jose, or if you're driving down from the North Bay, come on by Laughing Monk Brewing. We got free food. You can buy some drinks if you want. It's a who's
Fonte,
who in the building.
If you pull up at the right time in the parking lot, you might get in on a Puff Puff Pass Circle. Trust me. I mean, you could smell it. Let me inhale it.
311 Shasky in full effect.
What? It's legal.
I saw a garbage truck pull up. Garbage truck just pulled
it's
up out of nowhere.
Young Guido, like taking that crazy route over here to Sunnyvale.
Don't throw Young Guido under the bus. We got Jose Canseco out there, Puff Puff Fast.
Yeah, we
got Oreo Cookie out there.
It's Oreo Cookie.
We're going to call up a couple more people. Shameless shout out to 740 because I know some people in the building.
Let's go.
Some shameless shout outs, but we have some people on the lines.
Oh, yeah.
Some people. We got Don and Concord.
Oh, let's go.
Don and Concord.
Let's go. What's up, Don?
What's happening?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I feel really bad I wasn't able to make it down to the South Bay, but, you know, hey, I love you guys, and I wish I was there to have some prime rib. The 49ers got to win three games. What do you think, Joe?
I think we do. I cannot lose to the Dolphins. I'm sorry. I can't lose to Tua and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I can't lose because I got Aaron Rivera right here. Aaron Rivera, get on up here. He's a Dolphin fan. He's a Dolphin fan slash Dodger fan.
Let's go.
Slash Sharks fan slash hater.
Celebrate.
Okay? That's one third, okay?
He's a tall man.
What's up, boys?
What's up, man? Bro?
He's still working out of scene, and we had to let him go.
Right. Yeah. Budgetary, you know.
Yeah.
I asked for too much money, and so they let me go.
That's what happens around
foreshadowing for the quarterback situation coming to San Francisco.
Oh. So, is Brock Jimmy 2.0, Aaron?
Oh, for sure. You put Brock on any other team without an all-pro at every position. Is he beating you? Is Brock beating you if he plays for the Jets?
Brock, let's hear it. Defend him.
I'm trying to defend him. You need players. Even Tom Brady, the great Tom Brady, last year in New England, he had nobody, and we all thought he was washed.
Come on.
Did he with the Tampa Bay? Who was he throwing to? Antonio Brown, a Hall of Famer. Mike Evans, a Hall of Famer. Chris Godwin, a damn
Come
good
on.
Player. Rob Gronkowski, arguably the
Welker,
best tight end.
Not as the size, the same size as Joe.
Exactly. Well,
Wes Welker, maybe a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not Brock, though, my guy. If you put him on the Browns, is Brock doing anything?
Well, the Browns are a dysfunctional organization. Not many people are doing
everything
things
has to fall right in order for Brock to be competent.
Well, how many quarterbacks can you say that about, though? There's only four quarterbacks where I feel good, where I say, okay, maybe I don't have a wide receiver, maybe I don't have an offensive lineman. That's the golden four. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes,
absolutely.
Joe Burrow,
yes.
and Josh Allen.
Definitely.
Every other quarterback in these things.
But then why would we reset the financial market for no reason?
Well, I don't, that's Jed York. Ask him.
Well, everybody points at Trevor Lawrence, and I go, wait a minute. Deshaun Watson got 240 guaranteed. Does everyone get guaranteed contracts? No.
Yeah, like, that Deshaun contract is not
okay. Horrific.
That's a bad organization doing bad business.
So why should the Niners do bad business?
Is it bad business to keep Brock Purdy? Folks, is it bad business to keep Brock Purdy around
here?
At
the right price.
I think Brock just also fell into the right situation. If you put, everyone wants to feel like, oh, it's a feel good, it's a next Tom Brady because, you know, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He fell into a great situation.
He did.
If you put anybody that
way. Wait a minute.
He made
on.
The most of it, though.
Jimmy Garoppolo can do what he did with these weapons.
He was throwing a Kendrick Bourne.
No. Jimmy Garoppolo was there that season.
Jimmy and Brock both got you the same Super Bowl results.
I'll take Brock.
An overthrow in the fourth quarter and a loss to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I hate
There's
this,
no overthrow for Brock Purdy. There was a throw that got that in. we'll leave that alone. All right, Aaron, what's going to happen?
Are you a Dolphin fan?
I am a Dolphins fan, yeah.
So, game-winning drive. 2 minutes to go.
Who's taking? He's a homer.
He's never won a December game that mattered.
Okay, neither has – I shouldn't say he never won a December game, but Brock has never won a game that mattered either.
Dallas Cowboys at home?
Zero rings on both
fingers. Yeah, that NFC title game was really meaningless last
year. Zero rings on both fingers.
The Green Bay game was really meaningless.
But zero rings on both fingers, boys. That's what I'm going on.
Hey, listen. How'd you become a Dolphin?
Long story short, I was a child. I think at my first game.
I was a child.
Candlestick. Candlestick. You know, I got denied an autograph by a Niners player.
Oh.
And then I went over to the Dolphins sideline. OJ McDuffie signed my football.
OJ McDuffie.
Yeah. And the unnamed player blew out his knee that year. Was on the cover of Madden.
That's cold.
I went home that night and was like, I'm done with the Niners. Let's go Dolphins. Fins up, baby. Fins up.
Why not? You knew who's the player?
Oh, it's Garrison Hurst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm booking right. Bad cover.
Yeah. 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 For those who don't know.
All right, get out of here. Aaron Rivera, everybody.
Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Aaron Rivera.
Love you, buddy.
Let's go to Big Smooth out there to town. Big Smooth. He's up for an award today. Mispronunciation.
Gentlemen,
year.
Top of the morning. I wish I was there with you. I think I have a warrant out in Sunnyvale, so I couldn't make it this morning. But listen, we're out picking up toys and food for tomorrow. Come to Ecclesia Life Center, 10 International Boulevard, Deep East Oakland. I'm going to be giving away toys and groceries tomorrow. But listen, man,
that's awesome.
Let's throw that game out with the Warriors. It's an anomaly. That was a -41. Trayvon was a -42. Everybody was all minuses yesterday, except Pies. It was you're not going to see that again. Burn that film. Let's go get the Time Lord and let's go. We can do this. We still have the depth. Now, Buddy, I would like to see Buddy. Buddy's a spot shooter. He's not going to be able to move and shoot. So let's put him in positions where he can just shoot the ball. We don't need him moving around. If you watch Buddy, when he has to move, it's a problem. When he can just stand there and shoot, he's better for it. We got to start. You know, I'm not going to panic. Let's not panic. We got 56 more games. I think we'll be fine. I believe we're going to be fine. Book that, all right? Y'all have a blessed day.
Be fine. What do you mean by fine? No,
book
smooth,
that.
Smooth. Oh,
I like
hung
it.
Up. Because I want to know what fine is with the Warriors. Is it 45 wins?
Make the playoffs.
Is it 50 wins? Is it a top 6 seed? We want to make a deep
run.
Right now, I don't feel good about a deep playoff run. I'm not going to lie to you, Nick and San Jose. Well, I'm not feeling good right now. Steph Curry, for the first time in his career, when he's played at least 15 minutes, did not make a field goal.
So let me ask you this question.
He was 0-7 and 0-6 last night.
Let me stop you right there, tracks. Are you more concerned with Steph or the rest of the team?
I'm concerned about everything.
No, you have to pick.
I'm getting my study on. I'm going to be a fit sitter.
About Steph sustaining throughout this year and dragging this team or the team around him?
Both.
No, you have to pick.
No, I'm not picking both. I'm not picking one or the other. I'm picking both. You know why? Because I don't know if the pieces fit around Steph and Curry.
Cop out.
I know Steph Curry has bilateral knee tendonitis. He's not moving well. This guy, Jalen Wells, who went to Sonoma State and then Washington State, nobody ever heard from him. He's in the starting lineup. Like, wait, I didn't see him on the scouting report. He's picking up Steph 94 feet, denying him the basketball, and he couldn't even get a touch in the half court. And the Warriors couldn't make them pay for that.
I know.
How many years during the golden era of the Golden State Warriors where if Steph got doubled and he gave up the rock, you see Draymond Green run a 4-on-4 or a 4-on-3 break, and you get the lob to either Iguodala or Wiggins coming baseline. You don't even see that anymore.
No.
So the pieces around him right now doesn't look like it fits. And Steph right now is not moving looking great. So I'm worried about both, Shask. I'm worried about the whole damn roster right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I feel like we're starting to see Father Time. And I'm not trying to make it like he's done. He's not finished. No one's saying it's over. But he's just not the same player. You know, he's just not. I mean, I kept saying, okay, if he was at 100, now he's at like 96. Are we sure he's not at like 91?
Wow, you went down. You went down quickly.
But he 96 the other day. He can't get his own shot off in the half court like he used to. Well, has he?
Well, we see him longer, more athletic defenders, and this is why.
I don't feel good.
This is why you need floor spacers.
Yes.
And this is why Klay Thompson is missed right now. Now, I'm not sure you wanted to give Klay Thompson a four-year, $100 million deal. I'm not saying that at all. But the underrated gravity Klay Thompson provided with spacing.
It's undeniable.
Allowed Steph to cook. And now you look at other guys who don't even want to shoot it. GP2's on the perimeter, doesn't want to shoot it. Kuminga on the three-point line. Kerr is imploring him. Go inside first and then don't shoot threes. So the roster around Stephen Curry doesn't look great right now. Now, maybe it is an anomaly. Maybe Memphis is just that good. They're 19-9. They've won 8 straight games at home. They're rolling right now. They won 11-13, the Memphis Grizzlies, that is. They look good. They look hungry. Maybe it is a one-off.
But
Saturday, I think Saturday's a very important game for the Golden State Warriors. How does it look? Do they get blown out? Do they play a close game? And Lord knows if it is a close game, they haven't been able to execute at the end of the game. And that's why Dennis Schroeder is here. So it wasn't a great debut for Dennis Schroeder. It wasn't a great game for the Warriors. They were down 57 at one point. 57 points. Do people understand that was the fourth largest road loss in Golden State Warriors history?
Yeah. I can see why. It was horrible. But, Bonte, this team started off, got out of the gates so well. Are they more representative of that team where everything's humming and they're passing the ball, they're playing great defense, and Buddy's hitting and Kuminga's hitting off the bench and they're prolific scorers? Or are they this old, broken team with a bunch of young parts that don't fit?
Well, we had this
conversation. That lost 9 of 11.
We had this conversation when they were 12 or 3. I said, let's see how this next stretch goes. Because they did beat a lot of teams, and they get credit for the wins. You only control how you play. You don't control who the other team plays or how they look. But you played a lot of teams that were missing stars. Boston was missing Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Right? Houston, who were they? They were missing somebody. I forget who Houston was. But New Orleans. Played New Orleans a couple times. They were missing Trey Murphy.
They were
missing Brandon Ingram. Tari Eason didn't play one of the games. All these teams they played were missing somebody. And now the teams are now full strength, and the Warriors have been beat up with injuries. I don't know. Maybe this is more the team that's at the end. The West is deep.
I don't think they're this bad, but they're somewhere in between because they're not the team I thought they were coming out of the gates because Buddy can't sustain. And I think Kuminga's fluctuating right now.
Well,
the role, the changing of his role, he's in a really tough spot to succeed. And I'm giving him grace. I feel like he's the easy person to criticize every game, and it's unfair. I think the kid's a stud. Draymond's clearly blocking him because he's playing the four. We all understand the importance of Draymond and why he plays the four, but he's just stuck in neutral, and Kuminga can't thrive. Right now, the way everything's set up, not a lot of guys are getting maximized.
No. So where does Steve Kerr fall into this place? You kind of led me into it. Steve Kerr. How do we feel about Steve Kerr, everybody here at Laughing Monk Brewing? 4-time champion head coach. The system may need, I always thought they need to run more sets down the stretch instead of running a motion or whatnot and run some sets. Give me some elevators.
Where
give
is Wiggins on the block late in games?
Well, give me some sets. Where's Steve Kerr at? He looked, for the first time in a long time, Steve Kerr, did you see his beard? He didn't shave. Wow. It looks like he's losing sleep right now. He's not sleeping right now. Steve Kerr, this is an inflection point for him right now as a coach. Can you coach this roster? By the way, what's going on over here? You got a sore throat medicine? You got pills over here?
Lost my voice a little, all right? I'm trying to maintain, and the caffeine's not helping, but I need it to stay awake, and because I'm on so much ibuprofen and allergy medicine. The allergies are killing me. Am I the only one? I guess I am.
Yeah, you are. How would you assess Steve Kerr this season, Shasky?
Mixed bag. I think Steve Kerr has been a mixed bag. Early on, he was on point, and then as of late, he's just, you can't play 13 guys every night and think that that's sustainable. You can't have a bunch of guys who need automatic shots, not get specific rotations and roles, and it's fluctuating every night. Nothing is worse. I talk about this all the time. When you show up to the park, am I starting at shortstop? I don't know. Or am I coming off the bench? I don't know. Am I playing first base? I don't know. How can you mentally prepare before a game when you don't know what your role is going to be? Yeah. So let's say you're Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, whatever. Day to day, you have no clue where you're going to be. Pajemski, you're a ball handler. You're my backup, too. Tonight, you're my starting shooting guard. It's just, there's too much in flux. Two or three roles can fluctuate.
Yeah, that's
you can't have eight guys fluctuating on a nightly basis.
That's where the Melton injury hurts, because it felt like you finally solidified the starting five or the first five, whatever they want to call it. And you had Buddy and Jonathan Kuminga come off the bench together. And I thought that combo could give you 30 points a night. Nice little pick and roll between those two guys. Pajemski could connect that second unit.
Yeah.
But Melton only played six games. So now you have an injury. Then Wiggins is out for a little bit. Then you're starting Lindy Waters at third. You bypass Moses Moody. Then you're starting Pajemski. Doesn't work out well for Pajemski because he's trying too hard. And, you know, he's trying to make too many plays. Right now, these pieces are not working. And for the first time in a long time, I saw a team yesterday that just had no energy, no confidence.
They look broken.
They were playing lifeless basketball. Memphis, you knew that meant something to Memphis.
Yeah, I know.
That meant something to Memphis. And they took it to the Warriors over and over. I saw Jaren Jackson Jr. going at it over Draymond Green. Yeah. They don't fear anything with the Golden State Warriors. And teams have been licking their chops, trying to get their hands on the Warriors. And nobody's going to feel sorry for them after winning four championships and going to six straight championships or six straight NBA finals. So Steve Kerr's got to do some coaching here. He definitely has to figure out the right piece. And maybe the right piece is not on his team. Maybe there's another move or two. Hell, they may flip Dennis Schroeder before the deadline. Who knows? We don't even know if that's going to work.
Can I see a week with him before I make, like,
we're not making sweeping indictments on him, but from what I saw yesterday, Dennis Schroeder's a pick-and-roll guy.
Yeah, I know.
He needs the ball in his hand.
Well, I don't think he's your starting two, personally. I like him off the bench.
Then how is he going to feel coming off the bench?
But you don't have the biggest problem.
He wants to get paid.
I hate going
back to this. Did you hear his presser on Monday, Dennis Schroeder? They asked him, do you see yourself here long-term? He goes, well, I don't know.
I'm contracted out. Am I the only one? I'm contracted out. Everybody wants to get paid. It drives me nuts. But since the Klay Thompson injury, they have failed to find the next two guard to play alongside Steph. If I'm looking for one area that's let this team down, a 3-and-D two guard who can play nightly along Steph Curry to allow him to be the guy that he has to be on both ends of the floor.
Jordan Poole, you said? Jordan Poole is that guy?
I miss Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole. Everybody, Jordan Poole.
I miss him.
It'd be nice to have him around.
I miss him.
As Guru said, the Hawaiian punch, right? The Hawaiian punch.
Hate to go Hawaiian, but I have to go back to the punch.
Yeah. There you go. There you go with that. By the way, we're going to do shameless shout-outs. Shameless shout-outs live here at Laughing Monk Brewing. If you got some calls, Spadoni,
888-957-9570. We got a pretty big name on the line right now.
Oh, we got a big name on the line?
We got a two-time freestyle champion of the year, Duke in the City.
Duke, what's up, Duke?
Come on.
Let's go,
come on, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I wish I was down there with y'all, man. But they got me here at the work thing, and y'all bad-mouthing Brock, man. But I got one thing to say to all y'all down there, man. Throwing touchdown in the air while they be throwing that shade. ADD set the move up now by Purdy is paid. You can catch your balls on another pay grade. Shanahan ever get the Super Bowl he has made. We not the mob figures. We'll dig out your grave. CMC coming fast. You've seen in the blaze. Red smoke in the air. Watch the Empire go crazy. Kiddo, Debo, are you crazy? They all made, man. Look at this. Can you fade me? 95-7 the game is the best in the West. From 6 to 10, the morning roast with Bonte Hill and my boy Joe Shasky. He say the wrong thing, get flushed, it's nasty. Doobie, doobie, doobie. Man, I love y'all, man.
Duke score for a three-peat. Jacob at Castro Valley's in the building, and he's a nominee for Freestyle Poem of the Year. Verducci, he's in the place. Tony in Oakland, she's a nominee for the Freestyle
Tony,
of the Year.
Tony, is she coming today?
I don't know. I don't know if she is. Donna Concord, Father Day Poem, but Jacob at Castro Valley. Step on up, Jacob.
Oh.
Step on up. Let's bring in Jacob. He's a nominee for Freestyle of the Year. What's
Jacob's
up, Jacob?
Ready to go.
Oh, man. I'm just glad to be here. That food was delicious. I never ate like that in the morning.
Let's go.
You'll be your pope.
If you're just waking up right now, we're down in Sunnyvale. We're at Laughing Monk. We got food ready to go. The weed is on you, though. All right? The weed is on you. And we got a little guy. We got a little Niner fan.
You got
let's
a little
go.
Niner fan right here. Little,
let's go.
Little Debo Samuel right
Jacob,
here.
What's cracking?
Little Debo Samuel. What's up, Jacob?
Nothing
what
much.
Got?
Are
I
you
mean,
ready? You know, being nominated for Freestyle of the Year is a high honor. High honor. You came with it.
Hey, If I need to freestyle to take the crown, I will.
Let's go. Oh,
freestyle on the spot?
I mean, don't put him on the spot.
I can,
like,
but.
Well, he just brought it up. Oh, he brought it
I'm
up.
I'm just saying, I'm nominated. He I don't. I'm here. Where's Duke?
Oh! Oh! Hey. Give me something. Give me four bars. Give me something. I'll put you on the spot.
Oh, man. How much time I got?
Get 2 minutes. Get your game right. Get your game right.
Ready.
I got Jacob Castro about
ready.
It. He's got it on the
he's
phone.
Ready.
He's ready to roll.
This is something I wrote a minute.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
So, sitting in my spot straight chilling. You don't even know how you got me feeling, girl. You got me wide open, but I can't tell you that. Don't want to scare you away. On the real, though, you be running through my mind all day. There's only one way I could tell you what I want to say, and that's through the words on this song. I never got good timing, but hopefully I can reach your heart with this rhyme. Yeah. When I'm around you, I don't know what to do or say. Maybe it's because your presence takes my breath away. You're beautiful from your toes to your braids. I'll be waiting, but that feeling never fades. I'll be feeling you, but it's not all external. You know I love you even if I was nocturnal. I'd be feeling your vibes. I'd love you if I was blind. I ain't gotta see you to know I want you to be mine. I wanna grow old and have you by my side like a passenger. And yeah, I ain't no amateur. I know what love feels like. It's like riding a bike. Once you feel it, you know when it's true, and that's what I'll be feeling. When I'm looking at you, your eyes ain't blue, but you got me feeling calm, never panicking. Got me feeling like a man again. Never thought I would want to ask for someone's hand again so soon, but that's just the way you pull me to you like the moon. That's gravitational pull. Maybe I look like a fool or even a tool, but either way I know that I am down for you, girl, ride or die, cause you be so fly. Got a man feeling like he needing to lie. Whatever it takes to get you in my ranks, I want you on my team. Right now it's a dream, I want it to be reality, cause there's a hole in my life like a cavity, and I want you to be the fillin'. Just cause I got a son don't mean we ain't chillin'. It's a life for all three of us that I be building. I want you to be his mama without that extra drama, like a comma putting pauses in your sentences. I just want you to hear it and reflect on this. Don't let it pass by like a bird that flies up in the sky. Just open up your heart and let me shoot my shot. I know I did once before when I missed. Let me shoot again, I'ma swish. Let me put that ring up on your fist. One day we gon' sit here and reminisce about how you got me high. Aren't you feeling this? I know I ain't trippin'. I sound like a dreamer. It's my soul that I'm spillin'. I'ma spit it live up in my hood, cause I'm feeling you and it feels so good. I didn't spit this for clout, I spit this for you, girl, and that's what it's about. So don't you ever doubt, I want you in my life. I want you as my wife. I don't even care about the trouble and strife. I know how I feel, and I know that it is real. So I just need to know how you feel, girl, with my finger in your curls as I whisper in your ear. Let me call you my dear, there ain't nothing to fear. Let's go, yeah, I just really wanna know, girl. Nah, I really need to know, girl, what it's gonna be. Danielle, will you marry me?
Let's go! He just proposed on air.
I think he just proposed on air too.
Did you propose?
Just a proposal on the morning roast.
That was a proposal song.
Oh my God, that was a proposal song. That was pretty impressive. Jacob and Castro Valley.
But Bay Area sports is breaking my heart. My A's left me. My Niners are down in the dumps. The Warriors,
you.
I don't know what's going on. It's sad.
Jacob,
sad situation.
That took a ton of courage. That was incredible.
That was great. Great. Everybody, give it up to Jacob and Castro Valley. Jacob and Castro Valley.
Wow.
Wow.
What was the name of that show late at Sunday nights on Live 105 back in the day?
I don't remember.
It was like the Love Doctor. What was that guy?
I don't know.
You guys don't remember it?
I watched Blind Date on Channel 44 back in the day.
You're a 90 Day Fiancé guy.
No, that's a little
Love After Lockup?
I love Blind Date. Love Blind Date. Blind Date was my stuff. I learned a lot from Robert Lodge. Learned a lot about dating. Trust me. Boy used to strike out in his 20s. By the way, I saw somebody creep through the back.
He's the Joey Gallo of dating in his 20s.
I was. I have no lie. Batting 189 on a good day. Robert Sanbruno's in the
Robert
building, everybody. Robert Sanbruno? Get him up to
Where
the stage right now.
Bring
Robert Sanbruno, get
Bring
on the red carpet.
Downfall is here?
The downfall is here.
Where's he at?
He's somewhere out there. He's stuffing his food or some plate. We're getting Robert Sanbruno in here. Step on up, Robert Sanbruno. We got shameless shout-outs coming in 5 minutes. Everybody who's got a shout-out, step up to the microphone. We're going to do that in 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Everybody give it up. Robin Sanbruno. Robin Sanbruno, everybody. Robin Sanbruno. He's got a Louisville slugger in his ear. There it is. Robin Sanbruno in the building, baby. What's going down,
What's
baby?
Up, bro?
What's going on?
Could
get on that microphone.
Let's go.
Robin Sanbruno's nominated for a few things here. Roaster of the Year. He's nominated for a few things here.
He's got that new cologne called Humble. As in Humble County, because he smells delicious.
Oh, my God. Pause.
This is my
pause for that one. Whoa.
Hey, Mike, you ready to drop freestyle too or not?
No.
What's up, man?
Rob, what's going on with the Warriors and the Niners, man? Spit the real.
I told y'all the Warriors, man. I know we all used to the championships, you know. The way y'all disrespected Klay Thompson.
Ooh.
Oh, first off, I'm glad Klay Thompson came back and did his thing, you know. Y'all was all salty about it, but when, you know, Steph Curry was doing his thing the first game, I think that's when he pulled that muscle. He ain't been the same ever since then. But like I told y'all, I told y'all, the Warriors, they're going to be a good team, but their championship window was over. And that's okay.
Is this Steiny or Robinson
Bruno?
We got four parades. If I'd have told y'all in the year 2000 that the Warriors get four parades, y'all probably would not took that bet. So it's over.
On LeBron.
You know what I mean? So, you know, let's not try to get more players and do this. There's nobody we can go out there and get. You got to go through the hard stuff. You know what I mean? Let Kuminga grow.
So you're basically saying, Rob, we got to go back to the projects for a little bit.
You already know.
Got to eat some top ramen.
Let's not get bougie. We was used to that. All 20-some years.
Man, but you go bougie, don't go back. Grew up on. So trust me, I'm aware. Two-up for Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
Game on the line. 2 minutes to go. No timeouts. All the circumstances are the same. Forget money. Two-up Purdy. Who are you taking?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I'm going to say Purdy because I've seen him do it. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Come on,
I ain't going to hit him like
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous to say Tua. Anybody who says Tua is out of their
damn mind. Well, your buddy did.
Well, he's a Dolphins fan.
What is going on with Purdy? When I saw that report, I go, Brock, I love you. The timing of that report on the heels of that game with your shoulder looking the way it was, it's just a bad look.
Yeah, you know, he ain't no $60 million quarterback. Like you said, I give him 30 for 3 years. I pay him for what he did for us the past 2 years, but you can't tell me you don't give him $60 million.
Nope.
You can't, you know what I'm saying? Now, if they want to do it, that's fine, whatever, but he ain't got the arm strength.
Rob, give us the line. Give us the line.
What's the line?
The downfall.
Give us the line. The downfall is here. When I said that, I said it because don't no team ever lose a Super Bowl the way we did.
It's true.
And then come back the next year. That's right. Why I was saying it. It's hard for you to get them players pumped up again. You know what I'm saying? To go back to that level to where they got got to do a whole regular season again.
It's so true.
They got to go through all that. So that's why I said I didn't say it wasn't the talent. And then I did say Purdy was going to get exposed this year, too. And that's what's been happening. You know what I'm saying?
The Morning Post. Robin Sanfrutto, everybody.
Give him a love.
Robin Sanfrutto. Robin Sanfrutto.
Hey, he's the all number right. one villain. I no, love to hate him.
But look, though, I'm going to say this.
What's that?
Now, next year, we got the Super Bowl at the house.
Oh.
We make some moves. I keep Purdy because he's shown that if you put a great team around him, he going to run the system. But we got to make sure, you know, Kyle's still on his toes.
It's true.
He gets shaky when he see real coordinators on the other side. You know what I'm saying? We'll put up 40 versus the Bears and their inexperienced coordinators. But when he goes see them boys in Kansas City,
it's true.
He shake up. He can't score no more.
It's true.
When he see them that young cat in Minnesota, what are you doing with the
Brian Flores?
He have trouble with them dudes or McVay when it's
Brian
winning
Flores,
time.
Yeah.
Flores, so if Kyle can stay on his toes and do what he need to do and stop wearing up when it's time to let your kahunas hang, then we gonna win. But until then,
I love it.
Like I said, I wanted Trey Lance. I still do. But that's right. That's
Tyler
right.
Hey, Trey Lance. Hey,
they did.
It always comes back to Trey Lance.
Hold on, one more thing. They did my boy bad. You know what I'm saying? Did him bad. You know what I mean? Ran him up the gut like he was Juszczyk. Juszczyk don't get carries like that up the gut.
But
you did my quarterback up the gut like that. But it's all good. But Purdy, he did his thing. I think he can be a Matt Hasselbeck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
But no, hold on.
Hasselbeck
he
was
loves
good.
That.
Hold on.
He loves that.
Was good.
He loves that.
Matt Hasselbeck went to a Super Bowl and damn near won it. They was running the NFC West for about 5 years.
He wasn't a bum.
Alexander.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't
Jeremy
a bum.
Stevens has to catch the ball. They're in the Super Bowl.
No doubt. And they got holes. The referees played him. Yeah.
He's not. A lot of y'all was calling saying Purdy was going to be Josh Allen. He better than them. All y'all was saying, that's what I was hearing. Now y'all are quiet. So let's
pump the brakes.
And now he asking for $60 million because y'all hyped him up like he was a $60 million quarterback. So he asking for his chicken. So if somebody willing to give it to him, so be it. But I don't want Sam Darnold. We would. He can run the system when it matters. We just gotta make plays.
Yep.
And you know, close the games out. But like I said, next year, we're going to have about 12 home games next year, so we restock. And, hey, and one more thing.
Y'all, I love it.
One more thing. Y'all quit hating on Debo.
Thank you.
Robin Sanfrutto.
Thank you.
Oh, you've been hating on Debo. You sit down.
No.
You sit down. Let's flip flopper over here. You've been hating on Debo just as hard as everybody.
I'm not fair.
Stop.
Debo slander. Ever since Debo's been here, we've been in NFC Championship game Super Bowls, right?
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
Okay, then. He having an off season. Now, y'all calling him slow. Y'all disrespecting him. All. Come on, man.
He's talking to you, Bontan.
Last year, he had 12 touchdowns. And then next year, y'all talking about he can't get separation. This is the NFL.
It's been tough getting separation. This
the NFL.
But that's not who he is. It's never been
it's
who he is.
To be hard
we can't
to get
catch.
Separation. Them corners get paid, too.
Exactly.
Coordinators get paid to stop all that
exactly.
nonsense. So, you know what I'm saying?
How much do they miss Brandon Ayuk? Nobody
lot.
Wants to talk about that.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, remember that conversation? Brandon Ayuk.
We got Jennings, right? No, I mean, like I said, but Debo is the heart and soul of the team and the offense.
I would agree.
When Debo going to hold, the whole offense going. So let's not forget, he having an off year right now. He tripping right now. I don't know what he on. But we ain't finna do that to Debo. If Debo leave and he go to Baltimore, he go to Detroit, he go to one of these
Kansas City
with one of these. Oh, don't even say that.
Don't even say that. With one of these quarterbacks.
And another elite play caller, it's a wrap. So we don't want that. You know, we got the Super Bowl next year here. If we sign the right players and get CMC back, we're going to be back and we may be in a Super Bowl.
Robin Sanfrutto, in it on a good note. Some positivity. Robin Sanfrutto.
One of my all-time.
And with that said, one of my all-time favorites.
Let's
first
go.
Time we ever met Robin Sanfrutto at Levi Stadium. Said, where are you sitting? Robin said, I'll sit next to Jesus. He had a big old Louisville slugger in his ear.
He also
so you already know what time it is.
White jeans on and it was like 140 degrees.
Yeah, that's Robin Sanfrutto, baby.
Like
Jefferson Hines. He knows the time it is.
It was
our
so
boy
bad.
Robin Sanfrutto.
Let's go.
Shameless shout outs coming up. If anybody's got a shout out here, step on up to the microphone.
Let's go.
Give your shout out live and direct here at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. If you're in the area,
yep.
Jump by, drive on up. We got parking spots available. couple free food. I'm not sure how much rib is left. I mean, we're running low on the ribs right now, so you better
prime
rip and get down
rib
here.
Is killer.
The basket
got the biscuits and gravy.
Demo Mike is on the way down.
Oh, is he?
Demo Mike is on the way down.
Oh, okay.
So he's in the building here. So shameless shout outs. Go ahead and hit it, Spinoni.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
I've eaten a lot of that cake.
Well, you know you make me wanna.
I want to shout out Laughing Monk Brewing.
Thank you, Laughing Monk.
All the wait staff.
Clap it up.
Sam.
Clap it up.
Sam back here. Shout out Sam.
Let's go.
Shout out Mondo. Shout out Leo. Making a connection. Today's delivered in a major way. And all the wait staff getting up so early in the morning. The bartenders getting up at 6 in the morning. Shout out to Laughing Monk Brewing here in Sunnyvale for hosting this bad boy. We love what you guys are doing. Everybody's happy. What a scene here in Sunnyvale.
Who we got?
Who we got? What you got, Igor? The front office.
Igor.
The front office in the building.
Igor, that beard is incredible.
Thank you, thank you. Shout out to Hoop Chat, shout out Turtle Pie, and tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the China Basin across the way from Oracle Park, Project Level is having a holiday gift back. We're giving away shoes, bikes, toys for the kids, powered by Shoe Palace with Steezy Cares, and Uncle Baron's also a sponsor, and the Warriors and the Giants, and a couple of other amazing groups.
That's awesome.
Dahlia Bar, all help to make this happen. 2 p.m. China Basin. Come get some toys.
Let's
get a bike for your kids. Maybe some shoes from Shoe Palace.
Let's go.
I think third year in a row now.
Let's
there
go.
There it
That's
is.
Awesome.
Front office,
awesome.
Baby. Front office.
Awesome.
Step on up.
Step on up.
Oh.
She's got her soldier rags on.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name's Allie. I just want to shout out the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA in
Let's
Burlingame.
Let's go.
Best shelter out there.
Let's go.
If you need a big barrel-chested pity, check out Dino. That's my boy. He's so handsome.
I love it.
PHS-SPCA.org.
Let's go.
You guys came through. They came through to the gay house last year on Warriors Pregame Live. Beautiful dogs. Beautiful dogs.
Although
one of the dogs peed on the carpet, so I forgot about that. We got young Nick Bosa in the building.
This is Richie Rich Jr. from Livermore.
Let's go, Richie Rich Jr.
Shout out to my head first baseball team, Travel Ball. And got my dad.
Let's go.
And got to support the Bay.
Hey, let's go, Richie Rich Jr.
Ball
he's a ball player. He's a ball player. Richie Rich Jr.
Great family.
What's going on? What's your name? Where are you from?
Mr. Pablo, the city.
Let's go, Mr. Pablo.
Hey, I want to shout out my wife and my daughter. It sucks. They were supposed to come, but they can't make it work and all that. But I really appreciate you guys. It's fantastic.
Love it.
And
thank you, bro. Love you, man.
I want to shout out one of my homies. He drives for DHL.
Oh, yeah.
I know he wants to be here. Oliver. But, hey, I hope he's in the truck. I hope he's hearing this. And if he can shoot through, man.
Shoot through.
Let's go.
Can deliver a package of Lucky Mo Brewing.
Get some food?
Mr. Pablo.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, Mr. Pablo got down.
Yeah, the food is hot. Let's go.
Here we go. Wow, let's go. Oreo cookie in the building.
What up? What up? Shout out, first of all, to my girl and my kids. Thank my girl. She brought me here. She's
going
to have to come pick me up. I'm driving.
Let's go.
Shout out to the monk. And before I leave, it's plain to see. Can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Whoa, Oreo cookie in the building.
Let's go. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Nice to meet you.
What's up, man?
Nice to meet you, brother. What's your name? Where are you from?
Gustavo calling from Hayward.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
You guys. So I want to shout out you guys, obviously, and then Laughing Monk for the hosting the venue.
Incredible.
Who's amazing. Probably going to go for seconds in a bit.
Let's go.
And then just want to give a shout out to my family for, you know, holidays, you know, Merry Christmas and everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, hope of holidays, you know, and most importantly, shout out to the GOAT Barrier Bob from Twitter. Always, you know, giving out
Giants. Yes.
Niners up in general. He, you know, gave out he was the first one talking about Debo Chase number one.
Ooh.
And also a few other things, but most importantly about the Giants stuff.
Let's go. Barry and Bob on Twitter.
Barry, let's
I
go.
Love it. Great call,
let's
man.
Go.
Thank you. Great shoes.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Max from Campbell.
What's up, Max from Campbell. What's up, baby?
Man.
Campbell,
let's
underrated
go.
Nightlife.
You guys, because I was
it
dressed,
is.
I got a tea top.
Oh,
it wouldn't be the morning. No. It wouldn't be the morning, Ross. It wouldn't be the morning, Ross, without somebody cursing and feeling too damn comfortable.
Hey, my bad.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you got to be kidding.
Uncle Gene.
My name is Uncle Gene, and I'm from Oakland, California. And I want to shout out all you wonderful roasters that are here.
watching on YouTube or listening on the radio. Listen, you guys got helped get me through one of the roughest years I've had in my life. I'm turning 79 next year.
You look great.
But you guys have helped keep me young.
Let's go, Uncle Gene. Let's go.
Thank you.
Rainy Grocer of the Year. Let's go. Next shout out. Who else got a shout out here? Let's go. Oh, we got Turtle Pie in the building.
What up? It's Turtle Pie Turtle. I want to shout out the Morning Roast, first of all, and Laughing Monk for having us all out here tonight.
Yeah.
Shout out my wife, but most of all, my daughter, Ari. Baby girl, you're crushing it on stage right now.
Let's go,
Ari.
I couldn't be prouder. I love you. Peace out.
Good love job, the Turtle Pie. LaToya. Let's go, LaToya. What's going on?
It's LaToya, and I want to shout out my kids. My daughter's in New Zealand. She's coming back in March. I'm happy. My son's in Washington, but he's coming to see me for Christmas.
Ooh.
And then I also want to shout out my boy Bosa. Now, y'all know Bosa gonna come through.
Whoa.
It's a down year, but he coming next year.
Let's go.
Right across the street. I work across the street from the stadium. I be talking to him. I giving him messages. Come on, Bosa.
Well,
he coming.
Thanks.
He coming.
I appreciate that.
All right. There you go.
Let's go.
Good job, LaToya. Oh, we got Chris Bullock. We got Clay Thompson in the building.
Let's go.
We got Clay Thompson.
Let's go.
I don't talk that fast, but I just want to give a shout out to Alamo Arturo.
Arturo. What's up, bro?
Alamo School in the Richmond District.
Let's go.
And shout out to my boys because they were sports day yesterday. So I dressed them up with the 49ers.
I love it.
Shout out to Ese. Shout out to you guys.
Thank you, bro.
To the Roasters.
Hell yeah.
We love you guys.
Oh.
And this going up.
Thank you.
Let's
man.
Go. Good
Thank
job, man.
Coming,
good job.
Man. We love you guys.
Good job, Clay.
Thank you. Nick, baby.
Nick in Berkeley with a shout
What's
out.
Up,
Nick
dog?
In Berkeley.
I want to give a shout out to the Laughing Monk. The spread was incredible.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
I want to give it up for the two top morning DJs around. We got two MCs right here, one DJ. You know what I'm saying? Putting it down.
Oh, yeah. TJ. Yeah, TJ right here. Yeah.
And putting it down, making all these other cats talking sports in the morning look ridiculous. Especially you cats in Texas getting censored by Jerry Jones. You suck. Shout out to my daughter. Happy holidays.
Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go,
Berkeley. Let's go, Aaron. Let's go.
Oh, man.
What's up?
This is incredible.
It's Aaron from San Jose. I just want to shout out to you guys. You know, Joe,
Thank you, bro.
You guys are amazing every morning. And I always tell them, that's the God, the hardest working man in radio and TV, the God, Vontae Hill. Happy holidays to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Eric. Good to see you. Always good to see you, even though your takes suck.
Come on, man.
I love
so
your takes, too. Oh, I love Eric. We go back. We watched the Dodger game together.
What's up? Marcelino from EPA wanted to shout out to you all. Have an incredible community, all the Roasters
it's
out there for coming out so early. And a shout out to my boy Oscar from EPA. He got a little nervous, a little stage fright.
He's got
his Twitter fingers over there. And my brother Lemon in North Carolina and Adrian in Seattle.
Let's
He's
go.
Always flying out every weekend for the Niner game.
Let's go.
Let's go,
Let's
Lemon.
Go.
Shout
Thank
out to Lemon.
You.
Oh, we got the Red Raiders in the
Let's
building.
Let's go, baby.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Brent from Kahava, Hawaii.
Let's go.
Raiders, North Shore, Oahu.
Whoa.
I'm going to Hawaii in February.
How you doing?
Boss?
Good.
2 weeks. I need off.
Nick in San Jose.
Nick.
Hey, I wanted a shout out to all the fathers like Bonte and Shasky and myself. And I want to say, Gianni, I love you, son. Thank you, guys.
Oh, I love that.
Good stuff.
I love
and
that.
Then we have a special I call.
I love that.
It's Verducci in the EDA.
What's up, Verducci.
Dooch? What's up, Dooch?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I am sick as a dog at home, but I wanted to call in to thank 95.7 The Game, to thank my Roasters. Hey, you all keep me going, baby. When things are tough, when you know the light is bleak, it's the Roasters, it's the calls from all over the Bay, from all over the U.S. that really kind of go ahead and keep me going. So anyways, I just wanted to call. Thank you all. Have fun at the Doobies. And you know what? I did write a little something, but if I don't got the time, that's okay. Just think about me when you're throwing the award. So thank you all so much.
All right,
go,
producer. All right, with that said, great Shamus shout-outs. That's the best one ever.
And
live
and
shout direct.
Out my friend Jenny Johnson, Santa Clara native. Let's go.
Let's go.
Good to see her.
Shout out to all the Roasters here who made their way. Everybody listening on YouTube. How about Robbie Dizzle, the flex?
I see
with
Robbie
the San Jose
Dizzle.
State
here. I love
We've seen
man.
You, Robbie Dizzle.
I know.
Robbie Dizzle's
biggest
heading to Hawaii.
Biggest Giants fan I know.
No, he's the biggest Bay Area fan
yeah,
I know.
Is.
Sharks,
Let's
Warriors,
go,
Giants, Niners, you name it. Shout out to everybody out here. Jesse
Are
Moore.
Are you ready for awards time?
The entire promotions team. How about the promotions team?
Incredible.
Look at that Snazzy Jack
incredible.
Back there.
I know. It's incredible.
The promotions
incredible.
Team for putting this on. The red carpet's great. Whitley, Luke. Lucas has never been up this early.
Well.
I know. He's never been up this early.
I don't think he went to bed.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah.
Man, must feel good to be young.
I know.
Feel good to be young. All right.